This webcast is a service of South Dakota Public Broadcasting. More information at sd.net.
Bordeaux?
Here.
Lateral? Carr?
Here.
Haugard? And Peterson?
Here.
We have a quorum.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. I don't think we have any minutes to approve, and I think all of our testifiers have signed in. I think you have distributed your handouts, and I would like at this time to have our pages introduce themselves. If you'd like to come to the mic and tell us your name and where you go to school and what you might be doing next year, if you know.
My name is Sarah DeYoung. I am from Sioux Falls, South Dakota. I'm a senior at Sioux Falls Christian High School. I plan to attend Dort University next year to major in business with a double minor in political science and Spanish.
My name is Haley Winger. I am a senior at Gregory High School in Gregory, South Dakota, and I plan to attend Northern State University in Aberdeen this coming fall, for business management and minor in human resources.
Thank you very much and welcome. We have one bill on our agenda today. It's House Bill 1110. And with that, I will introduce Representative Olson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You are the finest committee I have ever presented in front of. I'll just tell you a little bit about the idea behind the bill and why I think this is valuable for GOAC. So when they did the presentation at the beginning of session, we get a book and it's about 100 pages long. And you have to turn the book all different directions because every department reports differently. And so it becomes pretty hard to figure out how money is used, what's being measured. And so I had asked the legislative audit group and the GOAC members there, why are we not using a uniform template? And they said, it's funny you should mention that. We've been talking about that for a few years. So one of the handouts I gave you is a memorandum from about 6 years ago talking about this exact issue. So this is just and then I said, well, does it have to be a law? And apparently it does. So that is why you have the bill before you, which gives you the power to implement a uniform template. You choose the template, but then you ask each department secretary to use that so that annually we get a more formalized uniform report and we can figure out, if you look at that template as an example, you're not telling them what to report, you're just telling them how to report it. So I will stand by for questions.
Thank you. Are there any more proponents for House Bill 1110? Any more proponents? Seeing none, are there any opponents to House Bill 1110? Any opponents for House Bill 1110? Okay, seeing none, I would open up to committee discussion and action. Representative Carr, did you have an amendment?
Yes, amendment. I would move amendment 1110C.
Second.
Any comments on that amendment?
This is a very simple amendment that puts the date of when this would start. So it says it's beginning January 1st, 2021. Just puts an implementation date in place.
Thank you. Any questions or discussion on that amendment? Seeing none, do we need a voice vote or roll call vote? Okay, so I would like all those in favor of the amendment to say aye. Those opposed, no.
Aye.
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 Sorry. Okay, what's that? 4-0, Madam Secretary? Okay, so the amendment passes. Any committee discussion or questions on the bill as amended?
Madam Chair.
Yes. Representative Carr.
I have a couple questions. I was trying to look up our the GOAC report that we did. So I see this snapshot. There's a handout. I don't know if this is online. Is this available online for those listening? This is what you're proposing would potentially the reporting would start to look like?
This is an example of uniform reporting. So it would be your choice in GOAC if you'd like to adopt this or a different sample. One of the departments had a really great example. It was a grid, so you could look at that as well. But the bill doesn't define what you choose. It just says you each department will follow your template. This would be a sample.
Okay. Madam Chair.
Yes, Representative Carr, follow up.
And again, just kind of seeing this for the first time and thinking through this, the example that's provided is good for all of the quantitative types of measuring here. We have seen and talked about, and we've had departments provide us with some qualitative measures. So I'm just curious how that would fall into, you know, something that would be more standardized across the board, how we take those into account and show those in a report. I don't know if the sponsor would have a comment on that.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I think it would allow you to add that, and if you wanted to. You know, you could have another section that has qualitative information. I think the most important thing to keep in mind here is, and this idea comes from when you are doing grant writing, for instance. They give you money, and then you have to report back how you use that. Not only your measurable data, you can have qualitative information in there as well, pictures. But you also want that financial impact. And I think that's really what I'm asking the committee to consider is spending a little bit of time. I like the implementation date so that as the recipients of this report, we can see in a more uniform way how people are doing that. It doesn't restrict them from doing that. You can add to that section.
Further questions? Paula? Any further questions? No further questions? Okay. With that, discussion on the motion. Or discussion, will we have a motion?
Open to a motion?
Yes.
Move to pass.
We have a motion to pass by Representative Haugard and a second by Representative Cole. Any discussion on the motion?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea to develop a template. And in the past, it looks like the agencies have been given something, but maybe this committee could do something more along these lines that we have as an example. But we could certainly have the basics in every template with some sort of a broad section that for each agency, then you'd expand on those specifics that you want back as far as metrics and issues and concerns that you might have for each specific agency, but it'd be fine to have an overall template and to kind of take control of the what's expected to be coming back to GOAC. So looks like it'd be a good idea to develop this.
Representative Haugard, just to clarify, was your motion do pass as amended?
I'm sorry, that's correct. Yes, do pass as amended.
Thank you. Any other discussion on the motion? Do pass motion? Representative Carr.
Madam Chair, thank you. Yeah, I like this template that was provided to us, and I agree it sure be nice to get something that is, you know, more cohesive, and the more succinct way we can deliver information to folks and also glean that information from reports, the better. So I think having something that's more universal across the board for all the departments and agencies, that seems like a good idea to me, and I'm happy to help work on something before January of 2021. Thank you.
Any other discussion on the motion? With that, the motion is do pass as amended on House Bill 1110. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll, please? Bordeaux.
Aye.
Lateral is excused. Carr.
Aye.
Haugard.
Aye.
And Peterson. We have four yeas and one excused. House Bill 1110 has passed as amended and will go to the floor. Is there any other business we need to take care of right now? I'm just getting instructions on how to certify this for the consent calendar. So given that it was a unanimous vote in favor of the motion and there were no opponents, I can certify that for the consent calendar, so we will do that then.
Okay. We never do that in preparation, so I don't know.
So with that, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So move. Second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Did I miss something?
Can I just leave
that piece?
Said what?
All those in favor? Yeah, say aye. Aye? Opposed? No. We're adjourned.